Is Auburn on commit watch again?
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Is Auburn going on a little run here? Are you on commit watch? Again, we'll talk about a potential prospect to watch, and then we're going to talk hoops. One more addition. That comes from Stephen Pearl at an event in Montgomery yesterday. He's looking for one more guy, two potential names, and a new ruling that could affect one of them. We'll break all that down in just a second. But before we get started, let's give a quick shout out to Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, Barn listeners, so if any show you listen to on the Barn Podcast Network, you can go directly into Ford's calendar and book a consultation. Absolutely no cost to you. Go to Calendly, Calendly.com /Ford Stokes. Book your appointment right now. Whether it's the Social Security Maximization Report, a financial plan, all the way out to your 95th birthday, you can do it all right there at absolutely no cost to you. So show them some love. It's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. So Auburn went on a dry spell for quite some time. I remember that I think Donovan Moore was mid-February. I think his commitment was mid-February. And then the next event on the recruiting trail was you had a decommitment from Tank Proctor. And then you turned around on A-Day or shortly after A-Day and added George Lamons. The very next Saturday, you add MJC, Meison Johnson Cook, and Auburn could be closing in on another one. And it's another one potentially in the trenches on the offensive side of the ball. So you got Devonovan Moore on the defensive side of the ball, looking to add some beef on the offensive side of the ball. And we're talking about potentially adding Jalen Moore, 3-star offensive lineman from Creekside High School, which has a lot of Auburn flavor. And we'll talk about that in just a second. 6'4", 290 pounds, an interior offensive lineman, road grader, mauler, that type of player. He watches huddle. He loves to push people around. He loves to finish blocks, and these are the kind of guys you want on that interior. He just kind of screams Alex Golish, offensive lineman. But actually, the previous staff offered him back in September, so he's made it through now two staffs at Auburn that have seen him and want him in this class. I think I mentioned he's a 3-star, but if you look at his offer list, it doesn't really scream 3-star. When you have offers from Alabama, Georgia, Missouri, you know, SEC schools, you're not really – clearly you got something that these guys feel like will translate on the next level. So would be a big pickup. Again, just continuing that momentum rolling in the right direction. I think so far, I mean, he's visited Auburn the most of anyone. You got 6 visits to Auburn, 2 to Alabama, 1 to Georgia. Great size again, 6'4", 290. I think he's just kind of checks all the boxes. If you're looking for a young interior offensive lineman, he just kind of checks all the boxes. And then he comes from a high school that Auburn's had a lot of success in. There's a lot of Auburn flavor from Creekside High School in Fairburn, Georgia, right there on that I-85 corridor where Auburn's, you know, just start at the Georgia line and start going to Atlanta, and you're going to pass a town that's had an Auburn star that's that's come to Auburn from pretty much. I mean, it's almost a guarantee. But, yeah, Auburn's had some success at Creekside High School. You had Joshua Holsey, who signed, you know, 4-star defensive back in 2012. I can't remember exactly the story around this, but I remember his freshman year in 2012, he had a massive hit on maybe a kickoff return or a punt return that was used for something as an example for targeting. Now, targeting was introduced several years prior, but if I'm not mistaken, maybe the ejection part of it, like used to, it would just be a 15-yard penalty, but the ejection part of it came later. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong. I think I'm remembering correctly, but I remember like it was a big deal because Joshua Holsey's video of that particular hit, and if I'm not mistaken, I think it was against Arkansas. That hit was used as an example of how you get an ejection, how you get ejected. Now, that wasn't his only claim to fame. I mean, he played in 44 games over, you know, 4 years, 118 tackles, four interceptions, and he actually was drafted, you know, drafted by the Redskins in 2017. So, great player. Again, Creekside High School flavor. Markel Harrell, another one from Creekside High School. And honestly, I would imagine this is a pretty good comparison, like, to Jalen Moore. I want to look up Markel Harrell's size when he was coming out of high school. You know, he was an interior lineman, played for Gus. He was actually a four-star guy and, you know, played for Gus and then got better, like, every single year. He was 6'3", 325 out of high school. So he's a little bit bigger, weight-wise. I think Jalen Moore may be a little bit longer, a little bit more athletic. But, yeah, he was a guy that played at a high level, and then he was an offensive lineman on that, you know, really honestly the last great or last solid offensive line at Auburn. You know, that 2017 offensive line was pretty dang good, and he was on it. So that's another good addition. I mean, another connection there that you have from Creekside High School. And then another big one is you had Travis Williams, who didn't go to Creekside High School, but obviously he played at Auburn. I think Travis was from like South Carolina or something like that. But Travis coached there. Travis was their defensive coordinator in I believe, like 2013. So you got a lot of Creekside flavor. And, you know, it's always good to dip back into high schools that you've had success with. If you played the NCAA football on, you know, Xbox, PlayStation, whatever, you know, that's called developing your pipeline. You know, and pipelines in those games were typically like state by state, but it's always good if you can break it down and have success in a high school. Whenever they have a good player, you can dip back in and you already have the natural connections there. So again, I don't know the exact time frame. Who knows? By the time you're listening to this today, he could be in the class. That would give Auburn their fourth and continue to climb up the rankings. Every single player they add, Auburn's going to jump significantly in the rankings. So good stuff. We'll see if Auburn can go ahead and close that one out and get Jalen in the class, because I think this would be a really good one to kind of start building out that offensive line room. High school's still a good spot to get, bring in offensive line, because I believe they just understand that it's going to take a year or so before they're ready to play at this level. So we'll see what happens there. But Jalen Moore, keep an eye out on him. I think Auburn's definitely on commit watch. We're going to talk about hoops. Stephen Pearl gave some insight into what's left to close out the roster. But there's a rule that could be hindering one of the targets. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, quick shout out to PTAC Precision Tune Auto Care. They don't call themselves PTAC. We do, because it's fun. We love acronyms. It's where car care meets hospitality. Look, when you go to a car shop, an auto shop, or if you're like me prior, man, you're like, man, I got my caution lights on. I'm ready to be just, I'm standing on my toes, ready to be taken advantage of. You feel so much different by going to the PTAC Precision Tune Auto Care. You know you can trust them. You know they're going to take care of you. They're not going to lie to you, because it's not about that first visit. It's about the one a year from now, 2 years from now. keep coming back. So show them some love at the corner of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans in Opelika, locally owned and operated. And then also buyauburn.com. Do business with Auburn people. We're adding new businesses every single day, continuing to grow that professional network. You can list your business for $1 a day. And then, hey, if you're looking for a real estate agent in a particular area, hopefully, eventually, we'll have an Auburn person there. If you're looking for a car dealership, hopefully, we'll have some Auburn ones that we can point you to. That's the whole point. You connecting the Auburn family, it's buyauburn.com. If you need a good real estate agent, I'm actually on buyauburn.com. If you need a good real estate agent in the Auburn, Opelika area, hit me up, kylerush@kw.com. Would love to help you. Buy, build, or sell. Got a closing on Friday with a listener fired up about that. Yeah, hit me up. Love to help. We'll be back right after this. So this is going to be like a combo segment because I think one of them is going to play right into the other. But I want to start with a ruling and then explain how it could affect Auburn's basketball roster to finish this thing out and get ready for the season, because they start practice in June, I think. Like, everybody reports in May, and then the basketball team will start getting together and working out and practicing in June, which is crazy because we're essentially in May right now. This is just asinine how fast this thing moves. Time is just flying by. But NCAA seems to be ready to move forward quickly on their five-to-play-five rule that was introduced. And what does that mean? It means we're going to – what was happening – sorry, let me back up. What was happening is you had the 4 years to play five, okay? But what was happening was those years could be used at any point in time. Like if you took a year off for football or a sport – that year may not count in your four to play five. So what they did was they locked in a window. So no longer are you going to be able to be like 25, 26, 27, able to play college football. There's not going to be any waivers or very few waivers. I would imagine it's got to be extremely, extremely special circumstances, if at all, for you to play beyond those 5 years. Which I think was, I know Auburn's benefited from that, but I think it's probably the right move. So basically, you got 5 years. There's no red shirt anymore. You can play for 5 years. It starts either on your 19th birthday or when you graduate high school, whichever one comes first. And then you just got 5 years, and that's it. So you get it in while you can get it in. You got 5 years, and then you're done. Then you go do whatever after the 5 years is up. It'll eliminate a lot of the questions, a lot of the controversy around junior colleges, a lot of controversy around, you know, I guess, you know, injuries, waivers, all that stuff. It should eliminate all those questions, all those lawsuits. It's easy. 5 years and you're done. Now, how does that what does that have to do with Auburn's basketball roster? So Stephen Pearl said yesterday at an event in Montgomery, they're looking to add one more player. They love what they've added so far, and honestly, I do too. I think they've got some really good length, some really good versatility, and that's exactly what Stephen Pearl wants out of his basketball team. I think some guy, the length can help on the defensive side, particularly down low. But they're looking to add one more. And I think Steven said specifically they wanted a guy that could, you know, play the two or the three, which means, hey, I want some guy that's probably a little bit more athletic, that can shoot threes, that can run, can handle the ball in a tight. And that's the guy we're looking for. And we don't have to be super picky. I'm sorry, we don't have to be super in a bind. We can be kind of picky. And there's been two names, really, that have been associated with this particular spot. One in particular that this rule could potentially eliminate. That's Mantis Rubes Devicius out of Lithuania. He's the one, his name has been tied to this job, tied to this spot, tied to this team, tied to Stephen Pearl for quite some time. The story around him is they don't necessarily have real high school athletics like they do in America. A lot of it's like club slash professional teams. He's played for quite some time in those leagues. I think going back to when he was like 16 years old. The problem is his birthday is May the 6th, if I'm not mistaken. So it's less than a week away, or right around a week away. And he turns 24. Okay, so he hasn't played college basketball, but if the five to play five rule is in effect, it would seem that his 5 years would be up May 6th. So which may explain why nothing's really materialized yet. Like, that name's been out there, but that may explain why nothing has happened quite yet, because there really was never a question on would he come to Auburn or would he go elsewhere. I think he wants to come to Auburn and Auburn wants him, even if it's only for 1 year. I mean, the guy shot above 40% the last 4 years in whatever pro league that he plays in. 6'6". He can do all the things that I just mentioned, that Steven mentioned, that he wants to fill this last spot. And he's good enough that, like, if you could only get 1 year out of him, that's what you want. You'll take him for 1 year because he's that good. I'm not sure how that works with this rule now. Feels like it's going to go into effect, and there's not going to be really any room, because if you look at it, you play your 19th year, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. That's 5 years. Okay, and his 5 years would be up next week. So could there be a different interpretation that gives him an extra year? I don't know. I would imagine everything that's been said about why he's not already on the roster has nothing to do with if he wants to come to Auburn or not. It seems like it's all been around eligibility. So could this rule throw a monkey wrench in that for at least 1 year, potentially preventing it even that just 1 year of eligibility? It may be the case. So if that's 100% locked down, can't get him in, you may turn your attention to Dwayne Aristode, who is the kid from Arizona that went into the portal. He's another guy. He's 6'8". He could play that. I mean, two maybe a stretch. But he could be a very, very bouncy three and give you some more options. He's a very, very good three-point shooter. I think he shot 45% in limited action. But again, it was not like he was, 8 of 14 or 8 of 17, to get to the 40%. I think he made well over double-digit threes last year. He was a freshman, and that team was really good, so he didn't play a ton. Don't know that he necessarily has the ball handling skills that a Mantis would have, but he's still good enough and has enough upside that if you get the full kibosh on Mantis as far as he just can't play, maybe you could pivot and go get Aristode in. And if you get him in, man, think about this lineup potentially, okay? Think about this lineup. You'll have three guys at 6'8 that all can shoot the three. Two of them that are elite three-point shooters, shooting above 40% or right around 40 or above percent essentially for their careers. You got another one who's probably more of a four, but an athletic enough to go play three, that shot above 30% from three, that is also a bucket and a rebound machine. So you got three of those at 6'8", okay? Then you have three guys in the front court, two over 7 feet and one 6'10", that all are, two of them have experience in college basketball. One of them was a Big Ten Freshman of the Year. And then you had another guy who excelled, led the league, I believe, in rebounds in a pro league in France. So you got size for days. And then you throw in your guys like Tahad. You throw in guys like Overton. Man, you got some really fun lineups that you can throw out there. So only looking to add one more. I don't know how much longer you can wait if you want to add a guy like Aristo to see if the eligibility stuff works out with Mantis. But I do think if you can get 1 year out of him, it's worth it. If you could get 1 year out of Mantis, I think everybody believes that kid is going to be phenomenal. Like, he could be a potential, you know, he could be make some noise and go to the G League if it doesn't work out. Or he's a guy that could even, like, maybe train and go be a draft prospect in the following year. So, really, really good player. We'll see how that thing plays out. Let me know what you think about the commit watch. Let me know what you think about Jalen Moore. Shout out Creekside High School with the Auburn flavor, maybe continuing that train. That'll be fun. Guys, I really appreciate it. Thank y'all for listening. Don't forget to buy Auburn. We're going to be back again tomorrow. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.